world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gangbang. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
Oh, checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
Let's eat right now, baby.
Always, just like last show. When I unmute the gang here, somebody's talking. But Matt and JB Show.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I know. It was actually funny last week when we did it because it was Padishaw and Burnsy talking about the losers who've watched Game of Thrones and how they've never seen one second of it.
Guilty.
And losers like Donnie. I mean, losers like all of us.
Losers like you.
Yeah. Only the greatest show of all time, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. JB ditched the show tonight. Said he was coming. Then pretty sure he got told, no, you're not. You're doing something else. So that's all I'm going to say about it because I'm not going to harp on it like I did last time he ditched the show. But tonight we still got a good mix of guys here. My A number one, Jungle, what up?
What up?
K Bones,
King of New York,
King of New York, The Edge, King
Just
of Trivia,
about moonshine.
Toddy Todd, coming from
what's up, homies?
Bel Air, I think.
Close enough.
Close
Bel
enough.
Bel Air, Maryland.
Yep.
He's up there in Ripken country, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what happened. My uncle Phil died as Todd moved in.
That happened like 4 years ago. Why was that trending on Twitter yesterday?
I'll tell you why. Will Smith is doing a live, Instagram thing, and he had Carlton or Alfonso Ribeiro on.
Yeah.
And they did like a tribute to Uncle Phil.
Loved Uncle Phil.
Yeah, I think Jeff was on there too.
I think they had the original Aunt Viv too was on it, and Jeffrey. Oh, yeah. I think Jeffrey was on it too.
Yeah.
So that's why he was trending because I guess they did a real touching tribute to Uncle Phil on it. I didn't watch it, but
what great '80s movie comedy was James Avery in a bit part?
Oh my!
I know this.
Trading Places.
Trading Places, Large Man.
But he was a little bit thinner, though, wasn't he? I can see him.
Yeah, a little bit. He had more hair, but not a lot more. Yeah.
I can picture him, but I can't think of what the movie is. What was it?
Fletch. He played one of the two big cops that hauled Fletch in to see the chief. Why don't you and Shamu go down to the gym to pump each other up? Yeah, that was Uncle Phil.
First Fletch or Fletch or Fletch Lips?
Fletch.
I actually liked Fletch. Two Fletch Lives better than Fletch One.
I think you went with me to see it, Matt.
And probably.
Isn't they're both good. I love the original Fletch, but they're both good.
Yeah. Isn't the guy from Blazing Saddles? Isn't he in Fletch Lives?
Which guy?
I've seen it one
Blazing
time.
Saddles.
He was like the caretaker of the house, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've seen Blazing Saddles a lot more times than I've seen Fletch Lives, so I think I'd rather have the Blazing Saddles context.
Not Gene Wilder, but the other guy, the sheriff.
Oh, Cleavon Little?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Cleavon Little was in Fletch Lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on while I whip this out. That's the best line from Blazing Saddles, I think.
Oh, that's such a that whole movie's awesome.
So tonight, as the guys can attest, I'm drinking the Pepsi Zero.
Which used to be known as Pepsi Max.
Yeah. after last week's debacle, the Apocalypse 2020. It got kind of hairy there the last hour of the show.
If you want a Pepsi, you're going to have to pay for it if it were Pepsi free.
Well, he's drinking Pepsi Zero because that reflects the number of downloads this show has received in the last 5 weeks.
He's not wrong. Actually, the Apocalypse is doing a lot better than the shows before it.
Big Brown Burns, you carry a lot of swag.
I guess so. They did not disappoint. Burns, he always comes in with he's always got some new story from something he did way back when that's pretty outrageous.
And he tried to restrain himself last week and still had stories.
Yep. So I had to go through and edit out a bunch of stuff. I'll tell you this much, guys. I was listening to some of the old Apocalypse, and then I had to go through and edit the new one. I'm sick of hearing my own voice on the shows, listening to the old shows. I'm like, God damn, I'm sick of hearing me. But also because there's not a lot of podcasts I'm listening to right now. Like I was telling Carrie, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, podcast numbers are down. I think also there's so many podcasts now because everybody's doing a fucking podcast, especially now. But I don't think I think about half the amount of people who listen to podcasts are actually listening now because I think they listen in their cars and listen at work. Nobody's in their car. Nobody's at work. So I think across the board, numbers are probably down.
Podcasters, the silent victim of the COVID-19 epidemic.
Yeah, that's right. That is
I'm listening
true.
To as much as ever, if not more, but I mean, I'm still working, so.
Yeah. I definitely threw up last week after the show.
Did you make it to the toilet?
I did.
Job.
What are you doing? I don't know. Got an interrupter.
Yeah.
What? All right, good
She's
night.
She's on the phone.
Say hey to Scarlett for us. Why are you doing this
right now? Because it's 9:30 on a Saturday night, and that's what I do. Okay, good night.
Good night, Scarlett.
Why? I'm hooking to this computer.
All right, Carrie and Kyle, you've got kids. Are your kids staying up later than usual because they don't really have to get up and do anything?
Slightly, but nothing outrageous.
No.
Yeah, Scarlett's up till 10, 11 o'clock every night.
And, wow.
Well, yeah, I know. And Melissa's like, why? Why does she need to go to bed? Do you really want her to go to bed at her regular time, 8:30, and then be up at 6 o'clock in the morning waking us up?
You must maintain the order.
How long are you going to maintain the order for? These kids aren't going back to school till 2021, probably.
Oh, this is Florida.
Oh, yeah, they're probably going back next week.
There's never been anywhere.
Did you see the guy in Florida, the Grim Reaper?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that yet.
There's a guy, I think he's a doctor or dentist.
He's a lawyer.
He's in a full Grim Reaper, and he's walking around the beaches
with a
scythe or sickle, whatever thing is, and he's stalking the beaches of Florida to all the people that are not social distancing. He's like, see you soon. I believe he actually did an interview on one of the TV stations down there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's my state.
The Jungle and I were talking about this before you guys got on, about this whole crazy pandemic, about how, you know, like the first month or two, everybody was okay with staying home and you know, something different, but then now everybody's over it and the novelty of it's all worn off and everybody wants to go back out and work and get out of the house. But like I was saying, the numbers in Virginia, they're not going down. They're still going up.
Well, because they can't go down. All you get reported are totals. The daily rate is going down. But when all you see are totals, how can that ever go down?
What do you mean? No. Sure. Not totals, like the daily total of new confirmed cases each day are still going up.
the numbers are small. I mean, they're just small. And so you're going to have it's within the range of little outliers will spike the numbers.
So you think
math, man.
So you think that it's waning now? It's over. The worst is over.
Yeah, and I don't think the worst was ever that bad. I mean, the hospitals in Virginia have never been anywhere close to overwhelmed. In fact, hospitals are in danger of closing.
Yeah, but didn't they? But that is also a cause of them canceling pretty much everything at the hospitals.
That's the big thing. I mean, fortunately that ban expired on Thursday night. Medical procedures, including even dental cleanings, fortunately, are back in because that's important stuff, right? If we're kicking it down the line of doing any preventative work, that's going to come back and bite us later with massive problems. So it's really good that we're getting not just for the business of healthcare, but for the health itself to get that going again.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so much misinformation out there too. I had a guy today on Facebook, a guy I went to high school with, was posting on Facebook that it was all a hoax and it's all a making of the liberal media.
Jeez.
Well, it's not a hoax. I mean, but it is overblown. Because sensationalism gets clicks, right? I mean, hey, things are getting better. Nobody clicks on that. You know, we're all going to die. That gets everybody's attention.
Right. But also, Donnie, playing devil's advocate here, the numbers of the total deaths, I mean, that's pretty high. Like over 100,000 people in America have died in, 2 months? Yeah.
About 65,000 from the COVID. It's a high number, but how many people are going to die because we absolutely torpedoed our economy? It's bad. I mean, unfortunately, it is relaxing and people are forcing it to relax, which is good. The market finds ways. Like about twice a week, there's a black market haircutter party at my neighbor's house.
Mustafa's?
Yeah, out on the deck behind my house. I'll walk out there and there are like five guys back there getting haircuts. It was happening today. I'm like, yeah, good for you guys. The market finds a way.
Well,
I don't know that I agree. Like more poor people. I don't think poor people are any more in danger than they were before this. I think it's people that are losing money that finally realize.
That's definitely a factor. Is the people losing money are like?
Yeah, but what they built their life around is not actually what's important. They see the money disappearing and they see their livelihood disappearing. But if you're somebody that hadn't had any money meant to you, poverty and sickness and nobody giving a shit about you, that's nothing new.
Yeah, but I mean, Terry, you got it backwards. I mean, the first people to get hit were service industry people who didn't make a lot of money. I tell you what, if governments who haven't been making any money on sales tax in the last 2 months, who are going to have massive hits to income that they tax, and if this ever hits a housing bubble, it hits local governments who get their money from property values. Watch out for schools too, man, because the money will not be there, right? So,
yep.
When 20% of the population is on unemployment, there's no hiding from that, man. That hits everybody.
Yeah. But I'm a firm believer that each side, you know, it's been very politicized. And each side can bend the numbers their way.
They're just going that way and that way.
But more importantly than that, I've got a trivia game for you guys tonight. A trivia. Trivia game. It was supposed to be game night, but I have a match game ready, but we might have to do that next week when there's more, when Jason decides that. Or Jason's allowed to do the show, and we get some more people back.
Is not enough for the match game?
No, because you need the dais of like four or five people, and then you need the two contestants. And Melissa was supposed to be one of the contestants, and when I asked her if she was going to do it, she pretty much told me to pound it up my ass. So
fuck your game.
Yeah, so we'll just do the Jeopardy type game I've got. And
all right.
We'll get right into it because I know you guys are excited.
Oh my god!
So what I have here, what I have here is 25 questions, five categories, five questions each category. And I will read the question, and I'll try and make it like an answer, like on Jeopardy. And then whoever says their name first will get to answer. And then I will keep a point tally. And let's see, Ta T K D V. Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
Darth Vader. And we'll go from there because everybody likes a good trivia game, right? Oh, Donnie, I did want to before we start. Are you watching? Are you watching Jeopardy every night? Even though they're the repeats,
because it's the closest thing to competition left in the world. So I make a point to watch Jeopardy every night. But we're going into repeats from the Greatest of All Time next week. Which, if you didn't watch it, watch it. It's great TV, but I've seen it. Okay, so
I've seen it. Did you watch this week?
I did watch this week.
All right, so this week there was a lady on it who won maybe three times, and she may have been the most irritating contestant ever on the show.
I'm not going to say anything about that because I'm in that community, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
I am in the not in that community, and this lady was – me and Melissa and I were watching it, and I was like, I cannot believe how annoying this lady is. There was a question, the final Jeopardy question came up, and – she freaked the F out because the answer to the question was the Ten Commandments. And I guess her pen, something went wrong with her pen.
The Ten Commandments. Yeah.
And she's like freaking out when it came to her. She's like, my pen stopped. I couldn't write the A in Commandments. And she was like freaking out. And Alex being as cool as ever, was like, we understand what you wrote. Ten Commandments, correct, yes. And then she's one of these people that I hate.
Dying. I don't give a shit about your pen.
She's one of these people too. I know that you guys aren't going to be able to see this. That goes like this. Like when the question goes. One of those people.
She broke some protocol for sure.
What's the protocol?
That during Final Jeopardy, you don't talk.
Oh, really?
It's Trebek's show. And it rarely gets broken at all unless he says, I can't. Like if you're not supposed to write out like love notes to your family or whatever, but some people do, and you'll ask, and they'll say. But she broke protocol about like having one game. She had a whole conversation with Trebek right there during the middle of Final Jeopardy about her answer.
And
played off great. He's like, "Oh, it's great to hear how you think about that. That's wonderful." But you're not supposed to do that.
And she's a big, like a lot of times when we're watching Jeopardy, the contestants don't do a whole lot of talking, but amongst themselves. That you actually even you see on TV, they probably do maybe, but
you talk a lot before and after the game, but during the game you're either playing right, mm-hmm. so there's no chance to talk, or during the breaks there's somebody else talking to you, like a contestant coordinator who's saying, "Can I get you some water? Be faster on the buzzer," or whatever. So there's no real time for conversation during the game.
And then when
I had a question for Donnie. Sorry, Donnie.
Cop.
How long did you hold it before you went to the bathroom at the last possible moment?
You thought I'd take a PGS before playing Jeopardy? I don't think I did at the studio, because in the green room at Jeopardy there are two bathrooms, but they're one holers and they're right there by where everybody's hanging out. So, and it was California, so I was up early, and so I'm sure I took care of that before heading to the studio.
And then she did something that I rarely see. When she finally lost, she walked over to the guy who won and was like trying to shake his hand. And I don't usually see the contestants leaving their little booth.
And there's coaching on that too, because you're mic'd up, right? And so you're actually tied to something. And depending on the heights of the players, there are platforms behind the podium that rise up as much as a foot. Huh. So obviously I didn't get elevated, but both the players on either side of me got lifted a little bit, and they don't want you walking around because you'll trip on that, and that'll be a real scene. So you're not supposed to walk from like podium one to podium three to shake a hand, but you see it sometimes. You see it sometimes.
So. You got a bunch of bullshit questions, Doc. I remember.
I had a couple of categories that were really good for me, and I whatever. I was up against the guy with a faster buzzer who was also good in those categories. So what are you going to do?
But I will say that I'm probably sure that they were happy when she finally lost. I know we were happy when she finally lost.
A little professionalism. No,
all right, you guys ready?
So how do we buzz in?
You say your name.
And then do we have to say in a form of a question?
Yeah, I'm going to put it at the form of – I'm going to do my best to put it as a form of a
answer.
Answer.
What is a butt munch?
So I will tell you this, too. I will tell you this, that last night, because of this whole thing and like not seeing my parents for a while, we do the dinner time, FaceTime with my parents and like have dinner with them so they can still see the girls and stuff. So I gave this quiz to my parents last night before our trivia night, and my mom and dad actually did pretty well on it. They actually did better than any of the people who actually did the trivia last night did. So I think you guys will all do pretty well at this since they're all questions by me and Melissa. There are
I don't got JB here to bring the rear up.
Yeah. All right. So the five categories are category one, TV, category two, movies, category three, sports, category four, nature, category five, miscellaneous. All right. Do you just want to read through straight through, or you want to jump around?
Nobody cares. When somebody answers the question, they can choose the next category if they want to.
All right,
sure.
Okay.
Juggle, thank you.
We good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So before we went on air, we did a coin flip, and Kyle, you won. You get to choose the first category.
Rigged.
Miscellaneous for runner.
All right. Miscellaneous question one. This state is the closest state to Africa.
Jungle.
Donnie.
Jungle, I think, was...
Okay.
Florida. What is Florida?
Donnie.
Wait, how's that work, Donnie? If after he misses it, does it open back up for everybody, or is it Todd gets you?
It opens back up. The lights light up. You know, it's active.
Okay, so Donnie, go.
Maine. Maine?
That is correct. So, all right. Donnie, you have control of the board.
Let's go to nature.
Nature for one. They're all for one. Okay. This is the fastest land animal.
Jungle.
Good.
What is the cheetah?
That is correct. You have control of the board.
TV, dick nut.
All right. This is the professional sports team that Magnum PI's hat.
Kyle. What is the Detroit Tigers?
That is correct. Kyle, you have control of the board.
Sports.
All right. Sports, number one. This NFL team has the most losses in the history of the league.
Todd? Who are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
That is incorrect.
All right.
Donnie? Who are the Cardinals?
That is correct.
Are we actually getting negative values?
No.
By the way?
No, we're just going total points.
Todd, the Bucs were an expansion team, man.
Yeah, they're 1979. The Cardinals have been around since 1920.
I just figured I'd take a shot.
All right. Donnie, you have control of the board.
Oh, yeah. Have we done movies? Let's do movies.
All right. Movies, number one. This is the number of Mission Impossible movies Tom Cruise has starred in.
Todd.
Go ahead, Todd.
What is seven?
That is incorrect.
Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Six. What is six?
Correct. Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, and Fallout. Kyle, you have control of the board.
Movies.
This actor was uncredited as John Doe in the movie 7.
Kyle?
Who
is Kevin Spacey?
That is correct. Kyle, you still have control of the board.
Movies.
This 90s movie has the best-selling soundtrack of all time.
Todd.
Go ahead.
Ah, damn it. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why I said that.
Bobby.
Go ahead.
What's Titanic?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Ooh, I would have probably guessed that.
All right. Hey, you don't lose points, so there's no penalty in guessing.
Kyle.
Go ahead.
What is The Bodyguard?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's my next guess, Kyle. Yeah.
All right, Kyle, you have control of the board. Kyle's cleaning up on movies.
Should be Shocker.
What'd you say? You sticking with movies?
Movies, yeah.
All right, this is a Melissa question. It's a fucking ball buster. This 90s animated film was Disney's first on DVD.
Jungle.
Go ahead.
What is The Little Mermaid?
That is incorrect.
Todd.
Go ahead.
What is The Lion King?
That is incorrect.
Donnie.
Go ahead.
What's Beauty and the Beast?
That is incorrect.
God. I mean, is... I don't know. Kyle, Lion King 2?
That is incorrect.
The Revenge of Simba?
Aladdin?
The answer is Aladdin? What is Mulan?
Oh, never would have come up with that.
Yeah, that was ballbuster. No. All right, one left in movies.
I want to fact check that anyway.
Go ahead. Like I said, that's a Melissa question. Kyle, you want to clean up the category?
Yeah, finish now. Close it out.
All right. This was the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard.
Kyle. Nakatomi Plaza?
That is correct.
What is Nakatomi Plaza?
Yeah. All right, Kyle, you have finished. Movies is done.
Miscellaneous.
All right, miscellaneous. Question two. This is the number sequence one, okay? So listen to the sequence and tell me what the missing number is. 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, blank, 34.
Todd.
Go ahead.
What is 21?
That is correct. All right, Todd, you have control of the board.
Let's do TV.
TV for two. Okay. On Friends, this was the name of the sitcom Rachel's mom starred in the 60s.
Holy shit.
Well, I guess a Melissa question.
No, this is a Matt question.
Wow.
Anyone hazard a guess?
Nope.
Negative. Stop watching after season 3.
I consider myself a Friends expert, and I have no idea.
What was it?
The answer is That Girl, and Rachel's mom was played by Marlo Thomas. All right, Todd, you still have control of the board?
Stick with TV.
All right, question 3, TV. This Fox sitcom is where The Simpsons started.
Kyle? What is The Gentleman Show?
That's correct. Kyle, you have control of the board.
TV.
Okay. Number 4. This is the youngest person to host SNL.
Ooh. What is Kyle?
Go ahead.
Who is Justin Bieber?
That is incorrect.
Todd?
Go ahead.
Who is Taylor Swift?
That is incorrect.
Jungle.
Go ahead.
What is Macaulay Culkin?
That is incorrect. Donnie? Last one, you hazard a guess?
Who's the chick who won the Oscar from The Piano? That's my answer.
Anna Paquin?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Correct answer is Drew Barrymore at the age of 7.
Jeez.
What? Holy crap.
When she was
How much
ET,
cocaine did she do before the show?
Probably a lot. That was before, or that was when she did ET and Firestarter. Yeah. All right. Kyle, think you still have control? Yeah.
Todd does, yeah.
Or Todd does.
I do? Okay. What we got left in TV?
One left in TV.
Yeah, let's finish that out then.
This was the first animated series made for prime time television network or television.
Kyle.
Go ahead.
Kyle. What is the Flintstones?
Wait, hold on. Who? All right.
Who answered first?
Who'd you call on?
I thought it was Kyle.
Oh, sorry. Kyle gets it. He wins.
He is correct.
He said the Flintstones, right?
Yeah, he did.
It's the Flintstones.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, give it to Kyle.
All right, so damn, Kyle is wiping the floor with you motherfuckers. All right, Kyle, TV and movies are both done.
What is nature?
What?
Nature.
Nature for two. This is the fastest sea animal.
Jungle.
Go ahead.
What is a dolphin?
That is incorrect. This one's kind of a ball buster, too.
Donnie.
Go ahead.
What's blue marlin?
That is incorrect. I need to be...
Todd.
Go ahead.
What is an eel?
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
Kyle.
Go ahead.
What is Aquaman?
Aquaman. That is correct. Aquaman.
He said fastest, no, not lamest.
It's actually a sailfish, which is, I guess, a type of marlin.
Yeah, or the other way around. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. So, Kyle, nature. You still have nature?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the fastest air animal.
Donnie.
Go ahead.
What's a peregrine falcon?
That is correct.
Ooh.
You ever tried that
one? Oh, Kyle? Look at this guy.
Can't do it, intruder.
I said, ooh.
Hey! Huh?
Mikey.
Look who's here.
Late to the party.
He can come in and hurry up. You can win it all still.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We're playing Jeopardy, right? We're playing Jeopardy, so feel free to jump in.
Just say your name.
Right. Just say your name if you know the answer.
Yeah, Kyle's going to race a peregrine falcon.
And Aquaman.
Little tidbit. The peregrine falcon dives has been clocked at 202 miles an hour doing a dive.
Holy crap.
All right, so Donnie, you have control of the board.
Cheating. I think that's cheating because he gets gravity set. But
yeah,
yeah, I'll go with sports. Right, we have a bunch of sports questions.
We do. Well, there's only one sports question's been. All right, this NFL team has the most wins in the history of the league.
Todd,
go ahead. Todd,
who are the Dallas Cowboys?
That is incorrect.
Kadashaw.
Kadashaw got it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Packers.
That is incorrect. I think Packers are two.
Don't say that.
No, sorry. All right. Jungle.
The Browns.
That is incorrect.
Donnie.
I think
Donnie knows, and he's just sitting there waiting.
We're the Bears.
That is correct. The Bears. With 700.
They're the oldest.
Yeah, 700.
Because they're around before the merger, way before the merger.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, the first question was, which team had the most losses? Do you... What do you think?
The Redskins.
Do you know right now, I don't know exactly the number, but the Redskins right now are like 506 and 506 and 28. They're right in the mid, like 500 team overall. Wow. All right.
Long.
So
I'm about to say there'll be sub 500 before long.
Right? Oh, I know. All right, Donnie, you have control of the board.
Nature still has some left.
Nature has two left.
All right, let's do a nature.
The oldest known living tree resides in what state? Resides in this state. Patashaw, go ahead.
California.
That's correct.
Yep.
We're getting on the board.
Yosemite.
Wow. Redwood.
It's not even, that's I don't right. think it's in Yosemite. It might be in Redwood National Forest, but I don't think it's
actually, Yosemite. This tree, only a handful of scientists know exactly where it's at. And they're not telling anybody because they don't want people to go and destroy the fucking thing. Right, yeah. And it's 4,000. It's 4,843 years old.
Almost as old as JB.
Yep, almost. All right,
can
Mike,
you smoke it?
Mike, you have control of the board. I will tell you.
Smoke it.
There is questions in sports, nature, and miscellaneous left.
Let's stay in nature.
All right, nature. This is the deepest part of the ocean.
Jungle.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mariana Trench.
Trench.
That is incorrect. Looking for a specific name.
Oh, come on. Donnie. Come on.
Go ahead.
You should get that. Challenger Deep in the Marianas Trench.
Yes, it is Challenger. Well, James Cameron did a movie about it. Challenger Deep is correct.
Were you watching the other night on Jeopardy where the gal buzzed in, said something like the deepest, and really technically it was the right because the category was something like double vowels, and she came up with the deepest part of the ocean. They're looking for Challenger Deep, and she should have been technically three people in my kitchen right.
I did see that, yes. Did they give her – was that one of the ones that came back later and gave her bonus?
No.
Okay. So, Donnie – nature is complete. So we have questions in sports and miscellaneous left.
Oh, yeah. Miscellaneous.
All right. This was the year that the Titanic sunk.
Kyle.
Can I give it to Kyle? Kyle, go.
1914?
That is incorrect.
1994. When James Cameron.
Donnie,
go ahead.
What's 1912?
That is correct. All right.
Good job.
Is Donnie beating me yet?
I would say Kyle has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't have that.
Man. Kyle has 6 points. Donnie has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Padishaw has 1. Todd has 1. Vipe has 1.
Although you had Mariana Trench,
although
I was all in.
I think this next question Vipe might get. All right, well, no, Donnie, you have control though.
It's about dunk deals.
Okay.
There are
miscellaneous. Vipe, all right,
there's 2 miscellaneous left, and there's 3 sports left.
Well, then sports. Let's bounce out. Let's get a sports thing.
Okay. This MLB manager has the record for game ejections.
Donnie.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Who's Bobby Cox?
That is correct. So I think
Kyle,
it's tied up now. 6 points each between Kyle and Donnie.
Kyle, you knew that, right?
No, I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have went with the easy
ones. Yeah.
Okay. I would have went like Luke Nella.
All right, let's go sports again.
All right, so I'm going to need 3 answers on this one.
Ooh.
And all of you should know it. The Washington Wizards / Bullets have the NBA record for either having the tallest or shortest players. Name them.
Kyle,
go ahead.
Manute Bull, George Mirosan, and Muggsy Bogues.
That's correct.
Wow. Well done, Kyle.
So Kyle takes the lead with 2 questions to go.
Oh, Donnie. Oh, I'm choked.
All right, here we go. This is miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. This was the first U.S. president to be born a U.S. citizen.
1, 2, 3.
Todd.
Do you know Donnie or just waiting for somebody to guess it?
Yeah, I think
He's been doing that on most of them.
All right, Todd, you go ahead.
Who is James Madison?
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Jungle. All right, go ahead.
I'm waiting.
John Adams.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Guys, we're looking for somebody born after 1787.
Oh, yeah, shit. Born. That's a key word.
Yeah. Who was born a U.S. citizen. So if these guys who were born before the U.S. was a country.
Taft. Maybe before 1776. I'm not sure which.
It's 1776 anyway. Because a guy was born in. All right.
Yeah, younger than Adams, right?
Well, who is it?
Donnie, go ahead.
He's Martin Van Buren.
That is correct.
Ironically, spoke Dutch.
He did. Dutch was his first language. All right, so here we go. Last question. These 2 U.S. states do not observe daylight savings.
Mike.
All right, Mike.
Arizona and Utah.
That is incorrect. Yeah. Donnie, you know it, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, put him out of his misery.
All right, Donnie.
Okay, Donnie.
We're Arizona and Hawaii.
That is correct.
Hawaii. Son of a beast thing.
Until 20-aught something, Indiana was in there too.
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. Shoot. All right, Donnie, well played. But let me double check.
The real
check.
Jeopardy champion.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. We expected it.
Yeah, I mean, you waited on almost all of them, so.
I tried to let that happen differently. Sorry about that.
Donnie, all right, rate me. How are my questions?
No, that's good. The only one I have a question about is the Disney DVD thing. I'm going to fact check.
Fact check it and then text Melissa.
No, I don't need her mad at me, too.
No, yeah, you don't want that.
No, that's good stuff. I mean, some of them are stuff that, like, if you're in the trivia world, you just kind of know it instantly. Like, I mean, everybody knew Cheetah, right? But Cheetah and Peregrine Falcon, those are instant ones. The NFL most most wins and most losses, those are really good questions. You had to think about those. I didn't know those. I had to think about it.
Yep.
You had to think of the original teams.
Yep. You know what's cool is that if you look at it, the Bears have 769 wins and the Cardinals have 763 losses.
Yeah, but it's 763 wins against what, 400 and something losses, right? So if you play enough games, this comes close to even. Like, whatever Major League Baseball team has the best record ever, they're like 512 percentage, right? Because you play 14,000 of an event, it gets close to 500. So.
Oh, wait, you know what? I just realized I skipped a question.
Oh,
I thought there was a sports question left.
Yeah, there's one sports question left. So, Kyle, you can catch Donnie.
Okay.
All right, here's the question. This NHL franchise has won the Stanley Cup the most. Donnie knows it. No, go ahead.
Kyle?
Go, Kyle. Go.
It's a Canadian team.
Mike said it.
Mike answered it already.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
The Montreal Canadiens?
That is correct. How many, Donnie?
You had to go original six, and the Canadiens cleaned up for a while.
They have 24 Stanley Cups. All right, the game is over. the Mulan one, like I said, that was a Melissa question, so I don't know that that's true.
Wait a minute. Throw the Mulan one at me. I'm solid at Mulan knowledge.
Well, that's the answer. It was
Disney knowledge.
What 90s animated Disney film was the first on DVD?
Mulan was the first on DVD?
Wow.
Everybody it stumped everybody. Nobody's gotten it.
The first Disney movie, I just Googled this. The first Disney movie on DVD was Mary Poppins, but that's mostly not animated.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see what else.
That makes sense.
Okay. Her source for this was a Quora question.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'll look this up later. I'm not 100% sure about this.
You don't go to sleep tonight until you find out the real answer, right?
All right. That's reasonable.
Yeah. So. All right, well, that was fun.
How about Snow White? Would you count Snow White as animated? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll bet you anything that Mulan was probably the first, like, new one that came out. It wasn't like a Disney classic that already been released.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't just one that was converted to DVD. It was probably the first one that, like, originally printed on DVD.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It was on the normal schedule. Yeah.
Right.
I'll bet you that's what it was. But
trust me, I have spent a lot of time over the last couple months fact checking trivia questions. So I know what smells funny, and that one smelled funny.
Yeah.
You know what smells funny is the vegan strip bar
in the Northwest. What did, speaking of
thanks for bringing that back, man. What was the name of it, Mike? What was the name of it?
Oh, there was two of them. One of them was had something spicy to it. Don't tell me, Cones.
Diablo.
Yeah.
Casa de Diablo.
No, that was a real name. That was the real name of it. What was our name for it?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Speaking of which, I did see on the news this week in Portland. I don't know if it was that same place, but some strip club. In in Portland was doing drive up, drive through strips.
What the hell?
But only in electric vehicles. You had to drive up in a Prius.
Probably. So literally,
that's what I call Tuesday night, bros.
You drive your car through it like a line, and there's like a booth. The booth opens. She does her dance. I don't know how you pay. I mean, I'm guessing you maybe credit card or something.
Not so much G-string insertion. So.
Right. Your like your flight to Amsterdam probably costs the same amount as that does right now. You go to Amsterdam in the red light district right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, so it's like a car wash.
If it's a vegan strip club, it's probably Apple Pay, but you have to give them apples.
Right.
Real live apples. That's funny. That was funny. Yeah, I saw that on the news, and they were like, "It's Portland," and I was like, "Yeah, that's about right. It's probably that same club." That guy's innovative, man.
You're learning from my app. This is a whole idea.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
I can't wait for my kids to learn that on the next trip to Portland.
Donnie, you got any updates on your app?
Yeah, you as an iPhone user should be beta testing Monday or Tuesday, I think.
Sweet. Cool. I'll wait for it.
We're in internal testing right now and should go beta early next week.
Nice.
Almost all the trivia is written. I had two cities outstanding to come in QA, and then we have to copy edit them. But anyway, we're moving right along. Mid-May, man. We'll be launching mid-May.
I want every city in the United States, though, Donnie.
Kyle, are there more than 51 cities in the United States? Because if so, I don't think I'm going to make it, man.
Just tell everybody to send their bullshit in, man.
Oh, and five of them are in Canada, so I only have 46 cities in the United States.
Hmm. Does it only work when you're in that city, or do you just pick a city?
You can either play the city you're in or locational put. Like if you're in – actually, you'll probably pull Baltimore based on where you're in, Todd. It would say, hey, you want to play Baltimore, or do you want to pick from one of the other 50 cities?
Okay.
Yeah, and I heard a rumor that all the Baltimore questions are about Old Bay and National Bohemian Beer.
Oh, yeah,
Natty Bo.
There is a Natty Bo question.
See? Told you.
Is it where is it actually brewed because it's not Maryland?
It may have said, the question may be something like what brewery that's now owned by whoever, Schlitz or whoever. But yeah, it's what nasty drink do Baltimoreans like to drink? It's Natty Bo.
Natty Bo.
They do like to drink that.
Are there any graphics? Like when you get an answer right, does something come flying at you?
Something come flying at you. It's not that kind of. It's not a physical game.
It's not a drive-up strip club, man. No, it's
not. Only in Portland. Damn it. Only in Portland.
It's not vegetable drinks.
Oh. Hey, caramba. All right, so I had another idea for the show. Now I don't know if anybody's going to actually want to do this. It's not an original idea. I'm basically stealing it, but
most ideas are.
Yeah, I know. That's the old Don Geronimo saying that if you steal from me, you're stealing twice. Because he's stolen everything from somebody else. So I've been watching a lot of Hot Ones. Has anybody watched that?
The wings.
So there is a web talk show called Hot Ones, and there's a guy, his host named Sean Evans, and he gets on the big guests, like A-list celebrities come on, tons of rappers and athletes come on, and he interviews them. But as they interview, they've got in front of them 10 buffalo wings, and they start the first one, and they progressively get hotter as they go. And it is really entertaining watching these, you know, like like one of the best episodes you may have seen. This is how I actually even found it. Was there's like a meme or whatever internet viral video of Paul Rudd going around where he's like, look at us. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
And it's from that where they're down to like the last wing, and like the last wing is because you know how hot is measured, Donnie? Here's a question for you.
Units.
The Scoville units. So the last wing they have to eat is 2 million Scoville units. Where
so
like
Carolina Reaper or Ghost Pepper.
Yeah. So like an average jalapeno, I think, is like 2 or 3,000 on the Scoville, but the last one is 2 million. And just to see like these guys totally melt down while they eat these wings and try and still do the interview it's pretty funny. But I mean, he's like had everybody on, like what's his name? Basically, if you've heard of him, like Will Ferrell was on it. Lots of rappers. Really? Will Ferrell. Shaq did it. Kevin Hart.
Seth Rogen.
I think the last season, the finale was Stone Cold Steve Austin. Billie Eilish was on it. Like, pretty much
who's
everybody.
He?
Yeah. Who's he? But if you have spare time, go to YouTube and watch Hot Ones. The Gordon Ramsay episode is hilarious. Like Gordon Ramsay like freaks the fuck out, eating these hot wings. That's a really good episode. The Guy Fieri one, or Dietti, or however you spell it, his episode is pretty good. Apparently, there's an episode, I haven't seen it yet, but there's an episode of Coolio's on it. And Coolio, at the end, takes the hottest one and literally just pours it all over the wing and then eats it. And basically, like, I can't get the details, but apparently he, like, ends up, like, having to go to the hospital or something.
Was this in 1996? Is that why we haven't heard from Coolio?
That's right.
No, I think this is, like, 4 or 5 years ago. But,
People at home don't realize Pettishall is doing a sequel to the Blair Witch Project. The rest of us are doing this podcast on computers. He's walking around
with a phone
or a tablet or something.
Yeah.
It's my phone. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for dinner to show up. It's Saturday night. We pumped it on cooking, so I'm waiting for dinner to show up. My anniversary too.
Oh, happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary.
Wow, how long was that? What, 12 years ago?
I tricked her for another year. Yes.
How many was it? 12.
Yeah, 12. Yeah.
Oh, I know that because we went. The first year I met Melissa was we went to your wedding in Mexico.
Yep.
So I know that we've been together for like 12 years, or what's going on 13 years.
Hey,
so I knew.
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Do you remember? Real little side note. Do you remember the group of guys who were there with us that were causing all the fucking havoc?
The Canadian
miners
farmer,
or whatever.
Miners,
yeah, they were fucking out of control.
Miners with an E or with an O?
No, like
big difference.
Like with an E, like oil rigger workers or whatever, like roughnecks. And these dudes were raising some hell.
Armageddon.
One dude was just so out of control.
They were leaving right from Puerto Vallarta to go to NASA and Cape Canaveral and get launched in there.
I totally forgot about that, but now I'm remembering the scene at the pool. Chaos at the pool.
Yeah, the one guy was losing his fucking mind, and like the other miners had to like hog tie him,
cost him,
carrying back to his room, But that it was fun. We had a good time. Although I do remember almost dying. There was out because you know you got the resort there on the beach, and they had I don't even Mike. Do you remember the inflated thing?
Yeah, like that.
It was like
like the bounce house.
Yeah, but it was like it was what about maybe 70, 80 yards out.
Yeah, it wasn't that far,
But I was winded by the time I swam out to that thing.
And then you had to, like, pull yourself up.
Yeah,
and
then you had to actually climb up on the thing. That was a...
Yeah.
It sounded like a good idea.
Somebody got shot. My sister-in-law, Abby, she got, like, fired out of it. Like, she was, like, laying on it. Somebody bounced on it, like, shot her into the water. It was hysterical.
Back to the hot wings. So I was thinking one episode, like on like Amazon, there's like a pack of like 10 sauces. I was thinking about maybe trying to get everybody to order it, and then we go through and try and do the sauces, do wing.
That's a big commitment. We got to cook stuff, man. Or we just got to eat the sauce.
Either or. Or you know what? Actually, a lot of the people on Hot Ones, they I guess they're either vegetarians or not. In that, what they do is they get the broccoli or the cauliflower, and just put the sauce on the cauliflower and eat it. Hey, look at that guy. There's Mikey's dog.
How about if we buy that package and feed them to our pets?
Yeah.
I have a dog. Mike has a dog. Matt's got his cat.
Oh, I would definitely feed the cats the hot sauce.
Matt, all of a sudden, your podcast would get a lot of hits, baby.
Yeah, the day after, though.
PETA would make sure of it. Yeah.
Yeah, PETA. I'd have people throwing fucking fake blood on me as I leave my house to go to work
complete
in the morning.
Carnage. Day two of that podcast. Johnny, why don't you get a complete carnage?
Jason can feed Nick.
Oh, speaking of Nick, so I know we talked about this a while ago, but apparently, apparently he's now meeting up with this girl that he's became the quarantine love.
Teacher? Quarantine love. Yeah. They're out there in the body suits. What was that, a naked gun? With
naked gun. Body condoms. Yeah.
I don't remember. This is probably a month ago. Or a couple weeks ago, we talked about this. So JB's brother Nick was, he's a single guy. Apparently, he met a girl online, and they had been doing the, the daily FaceTimes and this and that.
Wow.
And then Jason gave us... It was me and Cones, I know, did this. But Jason actually gave us her name. And being the creeps we are, we found her on Facebook.
And one search. One search on Google. Jay did not think that through.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, is that once we found her profile on Facebook, it's all pictures of her and her husband and her kids. And he's like,
he's the affair. I mean, it makes it that much better. That's awesome.
So JB's like, oh, well, she's separated. I was like,
they all are.
Yeah. Right? I was like, well, she might be separated, but her Facebook profile says she is married and there are a ton of pictures of her and her husband. So I don't know that's something I'd want to get into, but apparently they're meeting up now and going on walks together.
I mean, I've seen enough episodes of Murder, She Wrote to know how this is.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's going to be untraceable. This is going to be the perfect Nick murder.
Yeah, Nick in a fucking body bag.
It's on the internet, California, Mike. Nope. It's all traceable.
No, it's going to be the perfect crime. He's going to go. She's going to give her corona. She's going to give him corona. And no one can be blamed, right? I mean, that's the whole angle.
Or they how offer husband and say it was corona.
A true Corona and Juliet, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen enough episodes of Dateline. No, this could go either way. It could either be the husband finds out about the affair and kills both of them, or the wife, or the person, the two people have an affair, then kill the husband.
Nick's an ex-Marine. Can he take care of himself? I mean, I knew him at a time when he was young and cried every time he got tackled, so I'm a little biased. Can a Marine take care of himself?
I don't know. You know Nick. I don't know if Nick's... I don't know. But that... but, like, how crazy... Who's keeping up with the story about the crazy Idaho woman whose kids disappeared?
I think that was an Idaho woman.
Hmm?
Man, I could go for some French fries right about now.
Some spuds. Idaho potatoes. So nobody's watched this story on the news about the lady.
I thought it was an Idaho woman that went to Hawaii, right?
Yeah, she went to Hawaii. Her, like, 16-year-old daughter and, like, 7-year-old son disappeared. She got remarried to a guy, and both of their exes died under mysterious circumstances. And then they got together, and now her kids are missing, and she's saying they're fine, and they're like, well, produce them. And she couldn't. And then her and this guy went to
ask questions.
But she met this guy that she's had the affair with, who ended up, his wife ended up dying under some suspicious circumstances. And then her brother actually shot her husband in what was called like a domestic thing. So it's all shady. But they met on a near-death experience webpage.
Idaho Purge.
What? Yeah, it's... I mean, if you look...
near death. I murdered my spouse. I'm near death.
And...
Should and, we all start walking around with our computers to keep up with California Mike?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm waiting for my dinner.
That's beautiful out there, isn't it? Where'd you order from tonight?
We did Chicken My Son. It's like a kebab kind of place down the street. It's pretty good. Got a family feast.
sounds yummy.
Some chicken kebab, steak kebab, some hummus, some vegetables. You know, all good.
Is anybody
that
else
earthquake proof?
What's that?
Is that earthquake proof there?
No,
that looks stable to me.
Trust me. My house is coming down. I'm the first one to collapse. We get anything over 4.0, this place is coming down.
Dude, we have for like the first month or so of quarantine, we're like cooking every night and like rationing food.
Screw that.
And then, but this last week we've eaten out like three out of the last four nights. We had fucking glory days for lunch today. We had,
the Jungle's old establishment.
Yeah.
Just the worst waiter ever.
I heard that. You know what? I was disappointed though. Glory days did not have the beef on weck anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That was his signature.
Yeah, I know. I was like, where the fuck is the beef on weck?
You get to jerk off on your own bun now. That sucks.
It does have that little something in it. Like, what is this? Is that nutmeg? Oh, it's nutmeg,
you know,
all right.
Exactly what that is.
Yeah, they did have that freaky sauce on there.
Yeah.
I always thought their food was terrible.
Yeah. It was.
But they did growlers. That was like the first growler place, right?
It was. I think it was the first growler place. Yeah. You go there and get growlers of beer. But is everybody still cooking or ordering out or what?
Mostly cooking, but once a week I support the local economy by going to one of the places I want to be in business when it's over and getting carry out.
7-Eleven?
What's still good in Sterling Park, Donnie?
Well, Joe's Pizzeria supports the community real well, so I want to take care of that. I mean, my $11 a week or month for a restaurant is good.
You're keeping the economy afloat, man. Don't sell yourself short.
King Pollo, my favorite Peruvian chicken joint, and my favorite Chinese place called Ori. Right now, I lost my real favorite Chinese place because it folded in March last year.
Which one?
Or something. King Walk down in the clock tower.
Yeah.
So I go to Oriental Express by Joe's Cafe on Church Road now.
Huh. I'm trying to think what were the old go-tos in Sterling Park for Chinese.
Oh, Little Caesars used to be there
back in the day was the Chinese place, but Stussy Wong's been closed for 2 decades.
Stussy Wong. Golden I remember China. That place. Golden China.
Chang's is still there.
Chang's. Golden China down by Giant's still around. And, for some reason, I think of it more as an eat-in restaurant than a carry-out restaurant because they actually have a nice dining room.
Remember when Godfather's Pizza used to be over there?
Godfather's Pizza. Oh. Donnie, let me ask you this. I have not been down 7 and where 7 and Drainsville meet. Uh-huh. What's going on? Did they tear down the McDonald's?
Okay, so hey, people who are listening to this aren't from Sterling, aren't from Northern Virginia, don't understand this. At Drainsville and 7, if you back in the day, if you told people like go to college or wherever, you tell people from Sterling, they'd always say, "You guys, a lot of you guys remember this." People would say, "Oh, with the double decker McDonald's, right?" Dave, you guys have that experience, and so I did. People from Vienna or wherever would say, "Oh, yeah, the double decker McDonald's." But when they had their fire, a year or two ago. They're down for a long time, but they have reopened. But it's a single decker, regular old cookie cutter McDonald's the drive through now.
Oh, so they do have because that was a famous McDonald's because it did not have a drive through. So it actually has a drive through now.
Yep, and no double decker and a drive through. So it's just like all the rest.
Man, we Kyle, Carrie, we had some wild times in that seven or that McDonald's
Shamrock Shake fight.
Shamrock Shake. The famous.
I stopped going over there when Mike stopped working at Foot Locker.
That's right. I was just going to say, I ate lunch there like every day for 2 years and I worked at Foot Locker.
So, I don't know if any of you knew this or remember this. So we were Kyle and I guess just Kyle. When we were juniors or maybe, I think juniors, some classmates of ours, Jeff B., Cole B., and a few others, went to that McDonald's after a football game on one Friday night, and they're just – those guys, you know, weren't troublemakers, right? And they were just getting their milkshakes or fries or whatever. Some goons from Herndon jumped them, assaulted them, and actually got arrested. Cole and Jeff and those guys had to go to court and testify against them because that's where Herndon and Sterling mixed. Yeah.
So you're not using the real line. Names because you think those guys are still holding a grudge for getting them both?
I don't 30 want years later, guys.
There's a guy.
I don't want to hit to go out on Cole in Seattle.
There's a guy in prison like De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah, sharpening his toothbrush right now.
Yeah, it has like McDonald's tattooed across his chest.
Yeah, but stuff happened at that McDonald's, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, we almost got beat up at that McDonald's several times. We were in there one night when John had just had ACL surgery, and he was on crutches and had – and then it was – I'm pretty sure it was me and Kyle – oh, Mike had to go. Me and Kyle, Carrie – you. I don't know if Carrie was there, but these a-holes from Herndon came in and started fucking with us. And remember who saved us?
No, I don't.
Rodney Vincent.
Oh, God, that's
cool. Oh, yeah.
Because they were all white dudes, like, thought they were hard, and then one black guy walks in, and we're like, hey, Rodney, what's up? And then they were like, oh, they know a black guy. Back off. And we were able to get out of there before they, because there was like six or seven of them, and there was like four or five of us, and like, it was like a.
I think John always had ACL injury.
Yeah, but that was definitely the other night, the infamous Shamrock Shake incident.
Where Shamrock Shake, the blow pop.
Where we got into a fight. Donnie, I don't know if you know this story. I'm sure you've heard it before, but there were two cars. There was Unky Wyatt's red Geostorm, and then there was the Vipers Maxima crew. And we got into a spitball fight. Where we had got cups of water and put napkins in it, and we were doing spitballs and throwing them at each other, and it went out into the parking lot, and everybody's throwing stuff, and somebody had a Shamrock Shake from Carrie's car. I was in Carrie's car, and threw it at Mike's his hood of his car, and a Shamrock Shake exploded all over the hood of his car, and ended up being a little car chase over to that church by
church.
No. It was the church, the parking lot of the church over by Rolling Ridge and over across the street from.
Right. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, Donnie?
Yeah. Across on the boulevard and Frederick.
Right,
St. Matthews.
Yeah.
St. Matthews.
And there was nobody in that parking lot, and it was like middle of the day. I don't know if it had to be like a weekend because it was Shamrock Shake, so that had to be around
March.
March, huh? And so we were doing big circles in the parking lot, and Carrie had a little tub of lollipops in his car, and I took one out, like a blow pop, and I threw it out his window, and it hit the back windshield of Wyatt's Geostorm and completely shattered the whole thing.
Of course it did. It was a Geostorm.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, no. Whoa, how did that just happen? And so we were all in high school at the time. And Mike, that car was new. That car was probably not even a year old. His dad, Bob and Daddy got him. And so then we were like, what the fuck are we going to do? What are we going to do? So we put the glass in like a container, and we drove it to Reston Town Center, and we dumped – this is our plan. We dumped the glass, Kyle knows, in the parking lot, and then went back to Mike's house and told his parents that we were at the movies, and we came out – and somebody had thrown a rock through it, and it was shattered, so that they could, I don't know, commit, sure, and not unknowingly commit insurance fraud.
In case Mike's parents wanted to investigate. You left the evidence in the parking lot at Rest Intention. You guys are very clever.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how clever we were.
Well, that's what we did the Nissan Maxima when I crashed it too.
Yeah.
What, you made up the story about resting?
No, we drove it off of Potomac View Road and get it all muddy and dirty like I missed a deer.
Yeah. No, I just remember being in the back of your car, Kyle, and we had the Super Soaker. And
yes. that was me, Kyle, and Kerry.
There was a dude, man, he was trying to hitchhike.
Yeah.
And,
no,
and we
so
pulled over. And then the window came down, and we shot that dude.
Yeah.
In the face with that Super Soaker.
Yeah.
And that dude, it was like we had made a mistake because we had actually shot Carl Lewis.
No. Here's what happened. It was this big dude wearing a black leather coat, had like a bandana on his head. He was hitchhiking on what is that
Lincoln
road?
Lincoln when it became. It was Lincoln when it turned into whatever when you got to
Crestview.
Crestview turning into, and so yeah, we pulled over like we were gonna pick the dude up, and he was hitchhiking, rolled the windows down, lit his ass up with the water guns, and then Kyle pulled away. We were laughing our asses off, and then we looked back. The car behind us stopped, picked him up, and then started speeding right towards us. And this was a big dude, and we were not very big guys then.
Yeah, we like a week.
Kyle made a right turn into a housing development going 90 miles an hour.
Yes.
He didn't hit the brakes. Just turned.
Yeah, but those housing developments on Crestview, you can't get out of.
Yes, we know because we ended up at a dead end. And and then Kyle's like, all right, I'm driving through the field. and we ended up. Because this was actually back in one of those neighborhoods back by Crestview Elementary, Donnie. You know what I'm talking about?
It's kind of like, yeah, like you're cutting the old way, the old back way to Herndon.
Yes, yeah. And so we ended up just sitting there for like 5-10 minutes. And then we were like, all right, we think it's safe. And I remember I had football practice later on that night. And so we all went home. They dropped me off. And I remember my mom was taking me to football practice, and that same dude was hitchhiking on Sterling Boulevard.
Why do you need to hitchhike in Sterling? It ain't that big.
I have no clue. I was hitchhiking.
Yep.
Thank God we assaulted somebody without means.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those were... Listen, wild.
That needs a maximum went to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle, how many people did you run over in that car?
At least two.
You ran over Pat and you ran over Jim.
Well, Jim would jump out trying to tackle a deer while we were driving.
That's true. Yes. Then one night we left. It was like midnight and we're driving down Church Road in Kyle's Maxima. And everyone's like, fuck, man, it is dark. Must be no moon out tonight. And then somebody said, Kyle, I don't think your lights are on. Yeah, he was driving all night with no lights on. You remember the old urban legend that if somebody flashed you three times,
yes.
Don't flash them back, or it's a gang initiation, they're gonna shoot you.
Yep.
Yeah,
I saw that movie with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, is that an actual movie?
Nobody flashes their headlights for speed traps anymore.
I don't know.
Actually, yeah, they still do. They still do.
I've seen some people do it lately.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I know what. It seems to be
a courtesy that died.
Oh, Padishaw's off. I wanted to ask him about it, but Kyle, you watched the Beastie Boys documentary, right?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
I watched it last weekend.
Did you? What do you think, Todd?
I thought it was awesome. It was great. I was sad when it ended.
Yeah. Now, Diane, I know you and Carrie aren't huge Beastie Boy fans.
I mean, look, I appreciate them for what they were, but no, I can't say I was a huge Beastie Boys fan.
I still think if you have an opportunity to watch it, you should. Like their whole story is fascinating about how they got their start, how they ended up basically being like a joke that first album, and how they were used by a bunch of people, and then how they became basically a legitimate band afterwards.
Yeah, what's
is this
it on?
Netflix or?
I think it's on Apple TV.
No, it's on Apple TV. It's free.
Plus.
Is it free right now?
I think if all you do is sign up and just cancel right away, but it's free.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely got a little teary eyed at the end when they talked about MCA and that whole thing. But it's extremely entertaining, I think, even if you're not a Beastie Boys fan, just their whole story.
But you think about their songs that were big when they hit it big, right? Which is when we were in middle school or younger. Kyle, Matt, you guys might have been like fourth, fifth grade, right? Mm-hmm. When they hit it big. But their songs, although they kind of have mature themes, they're really simple songs that were written for people our age, right? So that's why it resonates to me as somebody who it hit us during middle school, right, Kyle?
Yep.
But it made sense because we could all make sense of something as simple as Fight for Your Right to Party and Girls, 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 right? That all made sense to us, right?
And also, at the time when they did that, they were only 19 years old.
I forgot how young they were. Yeah.
That's why it made sense, probably, yeah.
See, I didn't like either of those songs, but I did like Paul Revere.
Everybody liked Paul Revere. Everybody Paul Revere in their cars, you know, whenever they crank up the bass. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we'd steal my dad's speakers from Vietnam all the time, put them back in the Maxima.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. But I'm a Beastie Boys fan. But I think even non Beastie Boy fans would get a kick out of it.
Matt and at the Tibet Freedom Festival punching people.
Fuck yeah, man. Got to fight for your right to get out of the fucking mosh pit.
You guys went to a Tibet Freedom
festival? Yes, we did. Yes,
Donnie, everybody did. It was a huge...
Everybody did.
I mean, everybody who was a... It was a two-day festival at RFK. Kyle, name some of the bands that were there.
Beastie Boys, Pearl Jam, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Radiohead, REM.
It was huge.
Yeah. I'm more interested in having you guys point out Tibet on a map.
And all those Buddhists have all those guys on their playlist.
I am a...
Nothing says then.
Like I remember me and Matt and a few others tried to make our way to the front for the Beastie Boys. We got all the way to the front. We couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, those mugs are hardcore, Kyle.
And I remember Matt just punching his way out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He was sitting up having fun and he was taking people.
Donnie may remember there was a lightning strike there at RFK one of the days and somebody was killed.
What year was this?
6 or 7, I guess.
96, 97.
Okay. In the summer, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think this show was a success. I had fun. Right. I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah.
Hope Jason gets arrested for a DUI tonight.
Or gets COVID.
Or gets COVID, yeah.
No, he may come over and shoot hoops with me next week. Don't give him the COVID.
Oh.
I would not do that.
Jason does not give a fuck about...
Nick can coach you, too.
Yeah, because, right, Nick could coach us. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nick's probably going to be on a hike with his married friend.
With the PI trailing him.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually watching a Dateline tonight about the exact same thing before I came down here, about a lady who, a young girl who was like 19, 20, got married to her high school sweetheart who was in the Marines, and of course he was deployed. And guess what happens?
Smash City.
Yeah, some guy she worked with started smashing, and next thing you know, she disappears. Who did it? I don't know. I recorded it. Had to come down
here. So this is what happens when you're married, right? You watch a lot of Dateline?
A lot of Dateline, yes.
Yeah, that's what
Stone Phillips.
No, what's his face?
Oh, is he dead?
Jose Quinones.
No. Sometimes. No, John Quinones. That's ABC. It's Lester Holmes. Lester Holmes. Lester Holmes is the host. If you watch Lester it like Holmes? On ID, they'll have some nobody that like shows up and does it. A lot of Josh. There's two guys, Josh McKavich or whatever his name is, and then the guy who's like
Maury Povich.
Yes. Then what happened? If anybody watches Dateline, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, nobody watches Dateline.
No, oh, I've seen it before. Donnie, everybody, lots of people watch Dateline because if they didn't, they wouldn't run it all the time.
I'm sorry. No men watch Dateline. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's probably true. But Yeah, I mean, if I have to choose between watching Dateline or watching 90 Day Fiance or my 600 Pound Life, Dateline,
yeah,
man.
I got you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's, you know, that's what you got. That's the compromise I'll accept.
Hey, has anybody tuned in to watch Too Hot to Handle?
No, I saw the.
No.
Have you seen
I've
that?
I've seen the thumbnail, but I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
I mean, I've watched like three quarters of one episode. And if you're looking to just look at people, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what am I doing right now?
Too hot to handle.
Too hot.
So if they like, they get, there's like a pile of money. And if anybody breaks the rule, any of the rules, which are basically no. And there's like penalties for all like touching, kissing. And so there's a big pile of money. And every time somebody violates that, the pile of money begins to shrink.
Okay.
And
so, how stupid are these people?
Yeah. I mean, they're just so horny that they cannot control themselves.
Here's a compromise I have had to make. I am now watching, The Bachelor. What's Love Got to Do with It? Or was the
Listen to Your Heart?
Listen to Your Heart. Yes. I'm all in on that just because compromise. But there, yeah.
I don't know the words. I know the tune.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Hopefully next week everybody will be back, and we can do match game.
Maybe we'll have a rap video to watch next week.
Hopefully.
Oh, are we still? I don't know if he's lying or what about that. About I spent all day working on this video. It's going to be great. Still waiting for my props to come from Amazon for it.
He told me he was building a stone fountain in his backyard all day Thursday, so I don't know.
Oh, so busted again. More lies.
Sure. Yeah.
He won't even listen to this episode either.
No.
Well, he's just like everybody else then, I guess.
he's super busy.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on.
All right, man.
Hey, it's stay fun, safe out there, right?
See you guys.
All right. COVID out. Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke.
And everybody just peaced out. Yep. Holy crap.
My mic.
So, why are you? Have you?